The bill to continue funding for the plan got 70 of the 75 votes needed to pass the 100-member chamber, but the Republican Speaker of the House says he will hold votes every day until it passes. Both the Arkansas and Virginia model use federal Medicaid funds to purchase private insurance for the state's lowest-income residents. Arkansas House Majority Leader Bruce Westerman, who is leading the fight to defund the plan, says it's a bad deal for the state.
I think because it took on this name of the private option, it confused people and it was rushed through. One thing that really pushed the program in Arkansas was the employer mandate. But not long after we voted to expand Medicaid, President Obama removed the employer mandate for this year. And now he's come back out and said that it won't go into effect until 2016 for certain businesses. So it's a constantly changing law on the federal level that creates a lot of uncertainty on the state level. It is money from Washington, D.C., but you know as well as I do that it's not free, and you know that it's going to have strings attached. How can it be less expensive to provide the same services of Medicaid than have an insurance company in between all of that?
Proponents of the Arkansas program say it's been successful. It's already signed up 100,000 people, many of them the so-called young invincibles needed to spread the risk pool.
If you want to expand Medicaid, then the private option may not be a bad tool to do that. But you have to accept the premise of, do you want to implement Obamacare's Medicaid expansion in your state? The projections are in our state is that it's going to put 200,000 to 250,000 more people onto the Medicaid system, which will put over a third of our population on Medicaid. What it doesn't do is do anything to reform the existing Medicaid population. We're still adding the aged, the blind, and the disabled to that old Medicaid system. So we've just put another layer of complexity on top of a broken system that nothing has really happened to change yet.
Westerman says the longer the plan stays in effect, the harder it will be to eliminate.
You have to realize this program has only been in effect since January 1st, so we're not even 2 months into it. And already, you know, there's an outcry about how can you take these services away from people that, you know, they didn't have insurance and now they're on insurance and you're just, it's heartless and you can't take these services away. And I think every year that it goes, it's going to be harder to get out of it, even though the legislation in Arkansas is written such that it has triggers in it that the program can be stopped at any time. It's got like a 120-day wind down period on it. It really is an entitlement that's going to be very, very hard to ever get rid of.
Virginia House Republican Majority Leader Kirk Cox of Colonial Heights says he doubts many of the assumptions about the Virginia plan will come to pass.
We're also extremely concerned that even the 10% that eventually, of course, we will have to pay will not be 10% down the road. Once you go along, disenrolling is very, very difficult. People actually have the right to appeal, and they basically still receive those services until those appeals are actually resolved.
Democratic Delegate Charnell Herring of Alexandria says using federal Medicaid dollars to expand coverage in Virginia would especially help women.
Women fall in that Medicaid gap. They make too much right now to qualify for Medicaid, and with Medicaid expansion, we will be able to cover more women. Covering more women means that more women are being able to get the medical care that they need. That includes reproductive health care. That means access to birth control. That means life-saving cancer screenings.
Herring says she believes Republicans are confused on the funding formula behind Medicaid expansion.
We're talking about Virginia taxpayer dollars leaving the state. If you proclaim to be a fiscal conservative, then my goodness, you certainly would want that money to stay in the state and help your citizens. They're playing a political game, and it is just because of a dislike of Obamacare.
Democratic Senator Barbara Favola of Arlington says the private coverage option could potentially help over 100,000 women.
Many of them are heads of households, have children. They basically are working poor.
Democratic Delegate Kay Corey of Fairfax says the House budget uses general fund money for services that could be covered by Medicaid.
When all we have to do is accept the federal money, and we can restore the cuts that we've been making over the years, especially to education.
Ultimately, the budget agreement will decide the plan's fate. And though negotiations have yet to begin, most doubt the conferees will reach an agreement by their March 8th deadline. Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.